On today's Tech Help for Churches, the YouTube monetization tab. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet, just connecting online and using that for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation and leave your questions, so just do that below the video. If you aren't watching the video, you're listening to the audio podcast, well, that's cool too. By all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find that information. Okay, so we're running into a problem that I'm running out of stuff to talk about in this particular series. So I was thinking, okay, I could cover advertising and monetization. I don't think I've actually covered this strictly speaking, so I wanted to go over that today and tell you what I know and let you make the determination if it's right for your church or if you want to go a different direction. So when you upload the video, there is a tab marked monetize. Now that is if you're a YouTube partner. If you're not a YouTube partner, then you won't have this as an option. Maybe I'll include a link to where you go for partner information. But in order to monetize, you have a few different options. First off, you have location. Should you monetize it in all countries? Should you monetize it just some places? Things like that. So if you say don't monetize, then the rest of this really doesn't apply. But I thought that I would list some of these other options. Some you may not have, by the way. I'm, of course, not a church. I'm just helping churches out. So since the worker's worth is wages, that's why my channel is monetized. So the very first choice you have is display ads. Now, it looks like it's a choice, but you can't uncheck it. The only way that you can get rid of display ads is if the video is not monetized. So that's basically your choice. Monetize and have at least display ads, or don't monetize and don't have any ads. So display ads, those are the ads that are like off to the side of the video. So keep that in mind. Overlay ads, those are the ads where it shows up right here. There might actually be one right here, right now. If there is one right here, there's usually an X like right about there. You can click and make that go away. Might be on this side. Either way, you can get rid of those, generally speaking, and those are basically their lower thirds. So you can deal with those. Skippable video ads. These are actually some of my favorites. I think that they help everyone. First off, if it's a really interesting ad or it really has something to do with you, you'll watch it. And if it's kind of a boring ad or it doesn't, you won't. And if you don't watch it, the advertiser doesn't have to pay for it as long as you skip it fast enough. And so I think that that's a win. Now, I will say that sometimes I like a channel so much that I think, well, darn, I'll put up with this ad just to help the channel out. But in general, if it's skippable, a lot of times I'll skip them. And I think that helps everyone. The next two are non-skippable ads and long non-skippable ads. So non-skippable means that it starts and you gotta watch it. Long non-skippable ads means it starts, it goes up to 30 seconds, and you gotta watch it. Now the long non-skippable ads, I looked at what YouTube had to say about those, and they were saying you could have a 30-second ad even if the video is less than 10 minutes long. So you can imagine how annoying that would be if you've got a 30-second video and you have to watch a 30-second ad to watch the 30-second video. So just keep that in mind based on what you're dealing with. I know for some reason car commercials tend to be non-skippable, and they really should let me skip them because I haven't bought a new car in my life. So I'm 41. I've been driving since I was 16. Really, I'm not their target demographic. They really ought to save some money. I buy all my cars used. So that's just one of the things that I want you to consider. Now, there's a little note in between non-skippable ads and long non-skippable ads that says, "Warning may increase viewer abandonment." So that's something that I'm curious about. If I get rid of these, will I find that I get more people to watch my videos? Will getting those more people to watch my videos actually increase my advertising revenue because people aren't abandoning it? I don't know. But that's something that you could play with if you want to monetize. Next, now this, I've only seen this on videos that are already up, not videos that I'm in the process of uploading. Ad breaks. I can do before the video, which that typically is where that is, during the video, and then I can set times. I can just leave it regular, or I can set times for these breaks to happen. It depends on what you're doing with YouTube, if that makes sense, but you could imagine a situation where maybe you've created some content that's not a Sunday morning service. You probably wouldn't want to stick an ad in the middle of that, but maybe you've created something that's like children's curriculum or something like that, where maybe having an ad in the middle wouldn't be a bad thing. Well, you could set the times on that. So that would be pretty cool. And the final selection is after the video, where you can have ads show up after the video is over. Now, most of the time people aren't going to see those, but that might be something that you want to consider as well. Now, the next question you should probably ask, maybe you want to ask that before you go through this whole process, is should you even have ads? I mean, if you're a church, if you're a ministry, maybe you don't want to have ads. Maybe you just don't think that it's worth it. Now, I will say, I have about 670 videos on YouTube right now. I'm making just roughly a few hundred dollars a year on these ads. And that's with not millions of views, but several thousand, tens of thousands of views. Yeah, tens of thousands of views a month. So, is it worth it to monetize your videos? For me, every little bit helps. It enables me to keep bringing this content to you. It enables me not to have something that distracts me from what I feel I'm called to do, which is train churches. But for you, it just might not be worth it. It's a lot of trouble for not a lot of money. I'm sure that PewDiePie or some of the big internet stars, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on these things, but for the vast majority of YouTubers, the money just isn't there. So I guess you have to figure out, is that you? Are you in the list of people where you would just say, yeah, the money's really not there? And decide, do you want to enable these at all? And if so, which are the right ones for your audience? And which ones should you say, ah, let's just skip it? Well, I hope you found that helpful. I hope that now you'll think, okay, I know the strategy I'm going to pursue when it comes to these ads. If you like this information, you'd probably like my email newsletter. So by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS. And there you can pick up a copy of my email newsletter where I'll give you even more tips and tricks and some hints on what are the great things happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Also, head on over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, where I've got some exciting news coming real soon that will help further develop this community and also provide a way for you to get a lot more training resources from me at a price that's quite frankly pretty cool. So we'll go ahead and do that as well. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.